Appendix B. Fasting, a practical guide. Fasting is defined as the voluntary act of withholding food for a specific period of time. Non-caloric drinks, such as water and tea, are permitted. An absolute fast refers to the withholding of both food and drink. This may be done for religious purposes, such as during Ramadan in the Muslim tradition, but is not generally recommended for health purposes because of the accompanying dehydration. Fasting has no standard duration. Fasts can range from 12 hours to 3 months or more. You can fast once a week, or once a month, or once a year. Intermittent fasting involves fasting for shorter periods of time on a regular basis. Shorter fasts are generally done more frequently. Some people prefer a daily 16-hour fast, which means that they eat all their meals within an 8-hour window. Longer fasts are typically 24 to 36 hours, done 2 to 3 times per week. Prolonged fasting may range from 1 week to 1 month. During a 24-hour fast, you fast from dinner or lunch or breakfast the first day until dinner or lunch or breakfast the next day. Practically, this means missing breakfast, lunch, and snacks on the fasting day and only eating a single meal, dinner. Essentially, you skip 2 meals as you fast from 7 p.m. to 7 p.m. the next day. During a 36-hour fast, you fast from dinner on the first day until breakfast 2 days later. This means missing breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for 1 entire day. You would be skipping 3 meals as you fast from 7 p.m. the first day to 7 a.m. 2 days later. See Appendix A for sample meal plans and fasting protocols. Longer fasting periods produce lower insulin levels, greater weight loss, and greater blood sugar reduction in diabetics. In the intensive dietary management clinic, we will typically use a 24-hour or 36-hour fast 2 to 3 times per week. For severe diabetes, patients may fast for 1 to 2 weeks, but only under close medical supervision. You may take a general multivitamin if you're concerned about micronutrient deficiency. What can I take on fasting days? All calorie-containing foods and beverages are withheld during fasting. However, you must stay well hydrated throughout your fast. Water, both still and sparkling, is always a good choice. Aim to drink 2 liters of water daily. As a good practice, start every day with 8 ounces of cool water to ensure adequate hydration as the day begins, adding a squeeze of lemon or lime flavors the water. Alternatively, you can add some slices of orange or cucumber to a pitcher of water for an infusion of flavor, and then enjoy the water throughout the day. You can dilute apple cider vinegar in water and then drink it, which may help with your blood sugars. However, artificial flavors or sweeteners are prohibited. Kool-Aid, Crystal Light, or Tang should not be added to the water. All types of tea are excellent, including green, black, oolong, and herbal. Teas can often be blended together for variety and can be enjoyed hot or cold. You can use spices such as cinnamon or nutmeg to add flavor to your tea. Adding a small amount of cream or milk is also acceptable. Sugar, artificial sweeteners, or flavors are not allowed. Green tea is an especially good choice here. The catechins in green tea are believed to help suppress appetite. Coffee, caffeinated or decaffeinated, is also permitted. A small amount of cream or milk is acceptable, although these do contain some calories. Spices such as cinnamon may be added, but not sweeteners, sugar, or artificial flavors. On hot days, iced coffee is a great choice. Coffee has many health benefits, as previously detailed. Homemade bone broth, made from beef, pork, chicken, or fish bones, is a good choice for fasting days. Vegetable broth is a suitable alternative, although bone broth contains more nutrients. Adding a good pinch of sea salt to the broth will help you stay hydrated. The other fluids, coffee, tea, and water, do not contain sodium, so during longer fasting periods, it is possible to become salt depleted. Although many fear the added sodium, there is far greater danger in becoming salt depleted. For shorter fasts, such as the 24 and 36-hour variety, it probably makes little difference. All vegetables, herbs, or spices are great additions to broth, but do not add bouillon cubes, which are full of artificial flavors and monosodium glutamate. Beware of canned broths. They are poor imitations of the homemade kinds. Refer to the end of this chapter for a bone broth recipe. Be careful to break your fast gently. Overeating right after fasting may lead to stomach discomfort. While not serious, it can be quite uncomfortable. Instead, try breaking your fast with a handful of nuts or a small salad to start. This problem tends to be self-correcting. I get hungry when I fast. What can I do? This is probably the number one concern of fasters everywhere. People assume they'll be overwhelmed with hunger and unable to control themselves. The truth is that hunger does not persist, but instead comes in waves. If you're experiencing hunger, it will pass. Staying busy during a fast day is often helpful. Fasting during a busy day at work keeps your mind off eating. As the body becomes accustomed to fasting, it starts to burn its stores of fat, and your hunger will be suppressed. Many people note that as they fast, appetite does not increase, but rather starts to decrease. During longer fasts, many people notice that their hunger completely disappears by the second or third day. There are also natural products that can help suppress hunger. Here are my top 5 natural appetite suppressants. 1. Water. As mentioned before, start your day with a full glass of cold water. Staying hydrated helps prevent hunger. Drinking a glass of water prior to a meal may also reduce hunger. Sparkling mineral water may help for noisy stomachs and cramping. 2. Green tea. Full of antioxidants and polyphenols, green tea is a great aid for dieters. The powerful antioxidants may help stimulate metabolism and weight loss. 3. Cinnamon. Cinnamon has been shown to slow gastric emptying and may help suppress hunger. It may also help lower blood sugars and therefore is useful in weight loss. Cinnamon may be added to all teas and coffees for a delicious change. 4. Coffee. While many assume that caffeine suppresses hunger, studies show that this effect is likely related to antioxidants. Both decaffeinated and regular coffee shows greater hunger suppression than caffeine in water. Given its health benefits, refer to chapter 19, there is no reason to limit coffee intake. The caffeine in coffee may also raise your metabolism further, boosting fat burning. 5. Chia seeds. Chia seeds are high in soluble fiber and omega-3 fatty acids. These seeds absorb water and form a gel when soaked in liquid for 30 minutes, which may aid in appetite suppression. They can be eaten dry or made into a gel or pudding. Can I exercise while fasting? Absolutely. There is no reason to stop your exercise routine. All types of exercise, including resistance, weights, and cardio, are encouraged. There is a common misperception that eating is necessary to supply energy to the working body. That's not true. The liver supplies energy via gluconeogenesis. During longer fasting periods, the muscles are able to use fatty acids directly for energy. As your adrenaline levels will be higher, fasting is an ideal time to exercise. The rise in growth hormone that comes with fasting may also promote muscle growth. These advantages have led many, especially those within the bodybuilding community, to take a greater interest in deliberately exercising in the fasted state. Diabetics on medication, however, must take special precautions because they may experience low blood sugars during exercise and fasting. Refer to What If I Have Diabetes hereafter for recommendations. Will fasting make me tired? In our experience at the Intensive Dietary Management Clinic, the opposite is true. Many people find that they have more energy during a fast, probably due to increased adrenaline. Basal metabolism does not fall during fasting, but rises instead. You'll find you can perform all the normal activities of daily living. Persistent fatigue is not a normal part of fasting. If you experience excessive fatigue, you should stop fasting immediately and seek medical advice. Will fasting make me confused or forgetful? No. You should not experience any decrease in memory or concentration. On the contrary, the ancient Greeks believed that fasting significantly improved cognitive abilities, helping the great thinkers attain more clarity and mental acuity. Over the long term, fasting may actually help improve memory. One theory is that fasting activates a form of cellular cleansing called autophagy that may help prevent age-associated memory loss. I get dizzy when I fast. What can I do? Most likely, you're becoming dehydrated. Preventing this requires both salt and water. Be sure to drink plenty of fluids. However, the low salt intake on fasting days may cause some dizziness. Extra sea salt in broth or mineral water often helps alleviate the dizziness. Another possibility is that your blood pressure is too low, particularly if you're taking medications for hypertension. Speak to your physician about adjusting your medications. I get muscle cramps. What can I do? Low magnesium levels, particularly common in diabetics, may cause muscle cramps. You may take an over-the-counter magnesium supplement. You may also soak in Epsom salts, which are magnesium salts. Add a cup to a warm bath and soak in it for half an hour. The magnesium will be absorbed through your skin. I get headaches when I fast. What can I do? As before, try increasing your salt intake. Headaches are quite common the first few times you try a fast. It is believed that they're caused by the transition from a relatively high-salt diet to very low-salt intake on fasting days. Headaches are usually temporary, and as you become accustomed to fasting, this problem often resolves itself. In the meantime, take some extra salt in the form of broth or mineral water. My stomach is always growling. What can I do? Try drinking some mineral water. Since I've started fasting, I experience constipation. What can I do? Increasing your intake of fiber, fruits, and vegetables during the non-fasting period may help with constipation. Metamucil can also be taken to increase fiber and stool bulk. If this problem continues, ask your doctor to consider prescribing a laxative. I get heartburn. What can I do? Avoid taking large meals. You may find you have a tendency to overeat once you finish a fast, but try to just eat normally. Breaking a fast is best done slowly. Avoid lying down immediately after a meal and try to stay in an upright position for at least half an hour after meals. Placing wooden blocks under the head of your bed to raise it may help with nighttime symptoms. If none of these options work for you, consult your physician. I take medications with food. What can I do during fasting? Certain medications may cause problems on an empty stomach. Aspirin can cause stomach upset or even ulcers. Iron supplements may cause nausea and vomiting. Metformin, used for diabetes, may cause nausea or diarrhea. Please discuss whether or not these medications need to be continued with your physician. Also, you can try taking your medications with a small serving of leafy greens. Blood pressure can sometimes become low during a fast. If you take blood pressure medications, you may find your blood pressure becomes too low, which can cause lightheadedness. Consult with your physician about adjusting your medications. What if I have diabetes? Special care must be taken if you are diabetic or are taking diabetic medications. Certain diabetic medications, such as metformin, are used for other conditions, such as polycystic ovarian syndrome. Monitor your blood sugars closely and adjust your medications accordingly. Close medical follow-up by your physician is mandatory. If you cannot be followed closely, do not fast. Fasting reduces blood sugars. If you are taking diabetic medications, or especially insulin, your blood sugars may become extremely low, which can be a life-threatening situation. You must take some sugar or juice to bring your sugars back to normal, even if it means you must stop your fast for that day. Close monitoring of your blood sugars is mandatory. Low blood sugar is expected during fasting, so your dose of diabetic medication or insulin may need to be reduced. If you have repeated low blood sugars, it means that you are over-medicated, not that the fasting process is not working. In the Intensive Dietary Management Program, we often reduce medications before starting a fast in anticipation of lower blood sugars. Since the blood sugar response is unpredictable, close monitoring with a physician is essential. Monitoring. Close monitoring is essential for all patients, but especially for diabetics. You should also monitor your blood pressure regularly, preferably weekly. Be sure to discuss routine blood work, including electrolyte measurement, with your physician. Should you feel unwell for any reason, stop your fast immediately and seek medical advice. In addition, diabetics should monitor their blood sugars a minimum of twice daily and record this information. In particular, persistent nausea, vomiting, dizziness, fatigue, high or low blood sugars, or lethargy are not normal with intermittent or continuous fasting. Hunger and constipation are normal symptoms and can be managed. Intermittent fasting tips. 1. Drink water. Start each morning with a full 8-ounce glass of water. 2. Stay busy. It'll keep your mind off food. It often helps to choose a busy day at work for a fast day. 3. Drink coffee. Coffee is a mild appetite suppressant. Green tea, black tea, and bone broth may also help. 4. Ride the waves. Hunger comes in waves. It is not continuous. When it hits, slowly drink a glass of water or a hot cup of coffee. Often, by the time you've finished, your hunger will have passed. 5. Don't tell everybody you are fasting. Most people will try to discourage you as they do not understand the benefits. A close-knit support group is beneficial, but telling everybody you know is not a good idea. 6. Give yourself 1 month. It takes time for your body to get used to fasting. The first few times you fast may be difficult, so be prepared. Don't be discouraged. It will get easier. 7. Follow a nutritious diet on non-fast days. Intermittent fasting is not an excuse to eat whatever you like. During non-fasting days, stick to a nutritious diet low in sugars and refined carbohydrates. 8. Don't binge. After fasting, pretend it never happened. Eat normally, as if you had never fasted. The last and most important tip is to fit fasting into your own life. Do not limit yourself socially because you're fasting. Arrange your fasting schedule so that it fits in with your lifestyle. There will be times during which it's impossible to fast: vacation, holidays, weddings. Do not try to force fasting into these celebrations. These occasions are times to relax and enjoy. Afterwards, however, you can simply increase your fasting to compensate. or just resume your regular fasting schedule. Adjust your fasting schedule to what makes sense for your lifestyle. What to expect? The amount of weight lost varies tremendously from person to person. The longer that you have struggled with obesity, the more difficult you'll find it to lose weight. Certain medications may make it hard to lose weight. You must simply persist and be patient. You'll probably eventually experience a weight loss plateau. Changing either your fasting or dietary regimen, or both, may help. Some patients increase fasting from 24-hour periods to 36-hour periods, or try a 48-hour fast. Some may try eating only once a day, every day. Others may try a continuous fast for an entire week. Changing the fasting protocol is often what's required to break through a plateau. Fasting is no different than any other skill in life. Practice and support are essential to performing it well. Although it has been a part of human culture forever, many people in North America have never fasted in their lives. Therefore, fasting has been feared and rejected by mainstream nutritional authorities as difficult and dangerous. The truth, in fact, is radically different. Bone broth recipe. Vegetables, chicken, pork, or beef bones, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, sea salt to taste, pepper to taste, ginger root to taste. 1. Add water to cover. 2. Simmer for 2 to 3 hours until ready. 3. Strain and defat.